podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, couple big shout outs to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. Got some great things coming down the line from Dr. Dish, from me with Dr. Dish, but also they have a lot of great things coming out this summer. Go over. They have something for everybody. It starts with the IC3 all the way to the home version, all the way to the kind of the more industrial version, the more expensive ones. You go over and check them out. Tell them Coach Unplugged sent you, or High School Hoops or 5 Minute Basketball Podcast or Coach Collins sent you, and they'll take really good care of you, $450 off. Not in the home one or the IC3, but the rest of them, they'll take really good care of you on any level. Tell them I sent you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop, if you're looking for a coach who's actually coaching, who's sitting in the hot gym and worried about summer league and worried about people playing too much and all the stuff that us as high school coaches worry about, go over and check out teachhoops.com. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's what I would have wanted as a 23-year-old. But leading into this, why do some programs win, and why do some programs lose consistently? And this is something I put a lot of time in early in my career, a lot of time into building a program, into building systems that would help us win more basketball games. So first thing is players win. So first thing is you need players, and being high school coaches, we're given our players. So you got to develop them. It takes a role. You know, that's why you need a youth club. You need a shot club. You need youth programs. You need summer camps, like what we're thinking, getting ready for right now. You know, if you don't deposit something, and I just had recently in my stats class, I had a lesson about a retirement, and we talked about, you know, that they have the advantage that they're 35 years younger than me. You know, if you don't make a deposit in your Roth IRA, which all of you should have, it's not going to grow and compound over the next 40 years. So you got to deposit it. There's two types of coaches with players and ex-coaches. So if you don't have players coming through your program, you better spend some time developing them. That's the first thing. Second thing is commitment. Great programs have a culture of commitment, committed players, committed communities, committed teams. You know, if you have committed players and they're willing to come in and do the dirty work, you'll have committed teams. If you have committed teams, you'll have a winning team. It's that basic. You got to put the work in. You know, do I spend quite as much time as I did in my 20s and 30s in the gym? No, because I have a lot of assistant coaches that do it, but you got to pay the price, and you got to put the time in and the commitment in. Next one is a winning culture. You know, mediocre teams do drills half. You know, they allow little things. Little things become big things. It's what you emphasize. You know, if you ask my players what we emphasize as terms of cultures, but leaving it better than we found it. That isn't the world, the locker room, whatever it is, the bus, being on time. You know, showing respect for people's time, little things like that build culture. And, you know, I'll tell you a story this year. I had more people coming out of COVID late than I've ever had. We had several people, we had a starter miss practice before the first game and he sat. So you have to build some of those cultural things if you're going to have a winning program. Next one is consistency. You know, the great programs, and not to brag, I think I've run a pretty good program over the last 25 years. We've had one losing season. You know, winning programs win each day. They get better a little bit. They are consistently doing the things that are going to help you win basketball games. Running an offense, playing help side D, communicating, being on time. All of those things, it starts from the coaching staff to the system to the culture. Everything has to be consistent from the time, depending on how big your program is, time they're in seventh grade, all the way until they're a senior in high school. And then the last thing I think that's really important is leadership. Leaders matter. You can look at the NBA now. You can look at that. Winning programs, leadership matters. Coaches matter. Making hard decisions matter. You know, building a leader, communicating, talking about what a leader does, talking about getting a core belief moving in the right direction. Leaders are systematic. They are not dictators. They take input. They are gatekeepers to the culture, but it's a community of like-minded people, and leaders pull that out. They're not bosses, and they're not managers. They're developers of personnel. You think about the workplace now, leaders have to be able to lead not only in person, but in a distance. And the same thing with coaches. You have to lead them when they're not necessarily around you all the time. So what do winning programs do that other programs do? First of all, they have players. Second of all, they're committed. Third, that they have a built-in culture. Four, they're consistent in what they're selling. And number five is leadership. Let me know if I missed any. I mean, those are the five that I thought of on my daily walk of what winning programs do. Have a great day, everybody, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.